Honesty counts. Honesty counts. Can we be honest at all times? Can we have integrity within us that we live by? Can we fulfill that? Do we want others to be honest when we're dealing with them? Do we want others to be honest when we're talking to them and we're sharing with them? Can we be honest? Can we live our life in such a beautiful, wonderful fashion that everything is glorious and good? Can we really do that? Well, we can if we choose to. Now, honesty means honesty in everything. And everything we think, say, or do, it's honesty that we're dealing with. We're dealing with honesty when we're dealing with talking and sharing ideas. We're dealing with honesty when we take only what is our own to take. We're dealing with honesty when we can always be dependent on saying the right thing at the right time in the right way for the right purpose. Say the right thing in the right time, the right way, and the right purpose. Can we do that? Yes, we can. And we're that way as little children. But unfortunately, our parents teach us to be dishonest. The little white lie is okay, they say. They teach us to say things that are not true. They teach us to be a dishonest child. And if you told a parent that they were teaching their child to be dishonest, the parent would say, oh, that's not true at all. I teach my child to be honest. Well, do you always tell the truth yourself? Are you always the ideal example, the honest example for your child? Well, of course. Were you the honest example when you were walking through the store and you picked up a cherry from the bin of cherries and ate it and you didn't pay for it? Well, I did pay for it. I bought a whole box of cherries. Yes, you paid for the box of cherries, and you paid for the cherries that were in the box, the weight of the cherries that were in the box, but you did not pay for the cherries that you ate. And you ate it without asking permission from the store owner if you could test the cherries and see how they were sweet enough for your choice. But we are dishonest in such little things. And there's such subtle things that sometimes we allow ourselves to forget that if we're dishonest on little things, we'll be dishonest on big things too. And we'll be dishonest on other things. Now, I oftentimes exaggerate when I'm telling stories or when I'm talking about ideas and things. And I exaggerate to the point of stupidness almost. And people listen to my exaggeration. They say, oh, you're lying. You're not telling the truth. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. And I say, oh, why did you notice that? If you yourself are always honest, if you yourself are always truthful, you'll never notice another person saying something incorrect. You'll never notice another person doing something that is not proper and not good. You'll never notice that. And because you never notice it, you only live in a world of absolute honesty. Now you see, in our human world, it's rather difficult to live an honest life. It's rather difficult to be honest all the time. Yes, it is. And that's one of the wonderful tests that we give ourselves to see if we can live up to the highest ethical principles that we know about for ourselves and for others, that we can live up to this ethics that we call so valuable to ourselves. Do you call it valuable to yourself? Do you call the ethics of life valuable to you? Do you want your children? Do you want the world to be ethical? Do you want the world to live in this principle? If so, every moment of our life, we live it. Every moment of our life, we live the ethics that we believe. We live the principles that we believe. We live the joy that we believe. We live the allness that we are. Every moment of our life, it's our decision and it's our way of being who we are. What is ethics? Ethics is being yourself and having fun. Ethics is being yourself and having fun. Ethics is being yourself and having fun. Did you ever think of it that way? Kind of an interesting thought, isn't it? Ethics is being yourself and having fun. If you would only do ethical things in life, you'd be living the most wonderful, fun-filled life you could ever imagine. If you were always doing the thing that was right, the highest and best for you, that's your ethics. That's the ethics of the world. That's the ethics that the world is founded upon. We want to go back to our original principle, our original attitude, our original integrity and protection, perfection. What is our original integrity? What is our original beingness? It's ideal. You want to be your ideal self. You want to be the ideal you. And I want to be the ideal me. And the way, reason, and the way that we are our ideal self is when we're being ourselves and having fun, when we love doing what we're doing, when we have not allowed ourselves to train ourselves in some ways as we grow, and to think that certain things are okay because they seem like they're fun, like the children breaking windows, they think that's fun, but not when they think about it. When they think about it, those are not their windows. There are the windows of a house that belong with whole windows in it, and they see every window in the house whole and perfect, expressing its original integrity. They instead take a bucket of water and wash the windows clean as a whistle. They use even soap in the water to clean off all of the scum on the windows so the windows will glisten and glow. Wouldn't it be something? If on Halloween you say trick or treat, and if you don't give a treat, they'll do a trick. And the trick was that they take a bucket of water and wash the dirty windows in your house and make them clean. You would be flabbergasted. You would be amazed. It's back to its original purity and integrity. It's back to its original purity and integrity. How wonderful, how fantastic. Yes. Truth always takes us back to our original purity and integrity. Honesty always takes us back to our original purity and integrity. Love always takes us back to our original purity and integrity. And with that original purity and integrity, we do things so wonderfully, so fantastically, so magnificently, so fulfillingly, that everything we do is a joy. And everything we do is honest. And everything we do represents our integrity. Everything we do represents the ideal that we are. And this is all that matters in life. It's all that matters in anywhere in the world is to be yourself and have fun. To speak the truth and do it normally, with a normal attitude, not something special, he's telling the truth now. He always tells the truth. He always is honest. He always is beautiful. He always is glorious. When you can say that about yourself every moment of your life will have the fulfillment for which it was designed to be. Your life will be that which is your ultimate, that which is your reality, that which is all that matters to you and all that matters to anything in the world. We can all begin this day to say, I am honest at all times. I have pure integrity about me that I live in my life. I am the perfect example of honesty and integrity. All of my children look at me and say, that's my dad, that's my mom. I can believe in them. If they said it, it's true. And when a mother or a father says of their child, my child speaks truth. If my child said it, it is true. If my child said it will do this, it will do it. If my child said it did not do that, it did not do that. Whatever my child says is true. Because my child is always honest. Because honesty is how our family is founded. Honesty is how our lives are founded and how we are founded. And that's all that matters. You I love you. I love you. I love you.